Good morning, everyone. Today, we are concluding our series on dealing with our failures. And as we conclude, I would like to speak on how to be successful in every areas of our lives. Well, how do we become successful? Well, I just want to leave you with two thoughts. The first one is the Word of God. Because without the Word of God, you will be confused in life. You see, the Word of God is like a GPS. It is like the Google map. You know, just the other day, it took me 10 hours to reach Dimapur as I was traveling from another town. And the reason why it took me 10 hours was because I did not know how to read GPS. And so the Word of God will lead you to the right place. Why? Because there's a scripture in the Bible, it says like this, in Psalms 119 verse 105, it says this, that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The feet is the one that leads you to your destiny. And therefore, what happened was that like the Word of God will always guide you to your destiny. As you are obeying the Word of God, what happens is that it will show you the direction in your life. And that's also one of the reasons why the Word of God should be in us. And so when you have the Word of God in you, I want to tell you the chances of becoming a failure is very slim, and the chances of becoming successful is again very high. The second thing that I would like to share with all of you is to be a friend with the Holy Spirit. You see, when Jesus was here on this earth and when he was about to go up to heaven, he said like this, I shall not leave you as orphans, but I shall send you a helper, and he shall guide you into all truth. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 13, it says like this, when the Spirit comes, He is the truth, and He shall lead you into all truth. I really like the word, He shall lead you into all truth. See, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and me, He always leads us to the things that are truth. When I say truth, it means what God first thought about me when He sent me to this world, He will guide me into that place, into that purpose, into that job. Many people today are doing something which they should not be doing. What do I mean? Because they have not walked with the Holy Spirit. And so what happened was that they just went into doing things, what do you want to do? And not by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you a story from the scripture. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, there is this prophet called Elijah. And he is being told by the Lord to go to a place called Zarephath. Remember, the Holy Spirit is very, very specific. Zarephath is not a place in Israel. It is outside of Israel. It's in a place called Sidon. And the Lord tells him, I have inform a widow to take care of you. In a time of famine, when everybody is hungry and everybody is dying of hunger, the Holy Spirit guides this prophet Elijah to a widow's house. And so the point I want to say is that where the Lord guides you, you'll always be successful. Now, when He guides you, you may not like to go to the place where He wants you to go, because of our flesh desires. But if you follow where He leads, one thing is assured, you will never fail. You may take advices from your parents, you may take advices from the best counselors or best advisors, but I want to tell you, humans are fallible. We are not complete, we are not perfect. But the Holy Spirit is perfect, why? Because He always takes His counsel from the Father. And therefore, I would like to just conclude in this manner. If you are a person who are confused in life and who do not know what to do, where to go, and as I said, the Word of God is your guideline, is your map, please read the Word. Secondly, let the Holy Spirit guide you. Because why? Where He guides, He'll provide. You name it. Whatever you are lacking today, He will provide. May the good Lord bless each and every one of the listeners out here, and may you be guided and may you be led by the word.